Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Monday, August 24th. Today's the anniversary of one of the most famous disasters in history, but the part I want to talk about is probably the one you have not heard of. On this day in the year 79 AD, which is 1,947 years ago, Mount Vesuvius erupted and buried the Roman town of Pompeii, and right next to it, a smaller town named Herculaneum. Everyone knows Pompeii, right? But what almost nobody knows is that Herculaneum had something Pompeii didn't, which is a library. A whole room of papyrus scrolls, the only surviving library from the ancient Roman world. For most of the last 2,000 years, the experts agree that those scrolls were unreadable, cooked into useless black lumps, and whatever was written on them was lost forever. A few people thought otherwise. Last year, they were actually proven right, and a computer read a book that no living person had seen since the volcano went off. Okay, let's get into it. Herculaneum was a wealthy resort town on the Bay of Naples, the kind of place where rich Romans kept summer homes. One of those homes belonged to the father-in-law of Julius Caesar, a man named Lucius Calpurnius Piso, and in it, he had a private library of hundreds of scrolls. When Vesuvius erupted, it didn't bury Herculaneum the way that it buried Pompeii, under a blanket of ash. Herculaneum got hit by something way worse. A pyroclastic surge, which is a cloud of superheated gas and rock moving at hundreds of miles an hour at temperatures hot enough to melt metal. It killed people instantly and flash-cooked everything that it touched, including the scrolls in Piso's library. The heat didn't reduce the scrolls to ash, though. It carbonized them, which is a specific process where organic material is heated in the absence of oxygen, turning it into carbon without letting it burn away. The scrolls survived as brittle, black, rock-hard cylinders. The text, written in carbon-based ink, was still there, but it was now carbon ink resting on carbonized papyrus, black on black, which, as you might guess, yep, invisible. When the villa was rediscovered in the 1750s, diggers found hundreds of these coal black cylinders and realized what they were. The problem was that nobody could read them, and over the next two centuries, we made it worse. Well-meaning scholars tried to unroll the scrolls by hand to get at the text, and the act of unrolling a 2,000-year-old carbonized scroll turns it into dust. Some of the scrolls were pried apart and destroyed in the attempt. Modern estimates suggest that more than half the scrolls were ruined this way before people learned to stop touching them. The ones that survived were left alone, essentially in deep storage, because the only option anyone could think of, unrolling them, was the thing guaranteeing their destruction. So for more than about 200 years, the position that just about everyone had was, the Herculaneum scrolls are a tragedy. We have an entire ancient library, and it might as well be sealed in a vault with no key. The text is physically present, but it's undetectable, because carbon ink on carbon paper. Conventional photography can't see it, x-rays can't distinguish it, and it felt like the cruelest kind of loss, a library you can hold in your hands but never read. The breakthrough took a computer scientist named Brent Seales nearly 20 years to get there. His insight was that if you scan a rolled-up scroll with a CT scanner, the same kind that gives you a high-resolution 3D x-ray of a body, well, then you can see the internal layers of the papyrus as a 3D model. And the ink, even though it's carbon and black on black, was actually applied with enough pressure that it leaves a faint, detectable difference in density in the papyrus fibers underneath it. The challenge was finding a pattern that was faint in a stack of thousands of layers. Seales and his team worked on this for years, scanning scroll fragments and refining the algorithms, slowly getting better at spotting where ink had been. In 2023, the project team decided to take a big swing. They announced the Vesuvius Challenge, which was a public contest with real prize money that was open to anyone in the world. The goal of the challenge was to use the CT scan data to read actual words from the unopened scrolls. Within a year, a college student studying computer science in Nebraska, a man named Luke Ferritor, was the first person in the modern era to read a word from inside a sealed ancient scroll. And the word that he read was porphyrus, which is ancient Greek for purple, a word that hadn't been read by human eyes in almost 2,000 years, pulled out of a lump of charcoal by machine learning. The grand prize went to an international team, and since then, the challenges kept getting better. Whole passages are now being deciphered, and the text is turning out to be philosophy. It's actually essays by Greek Epicurean writer named Philodemus that had been considered lost forever. Now let's get into what the machine is actually reading. The Villa of Papyri was owned by a wealthy Roman who collected the works of Philodemus, a philosopher from the Epicurean school. Epicureanism taught that the world is made of atoms, that the universe has no design, and that the goal of life is to pursue pleasure wisely and free yourself from the fear of death and the gods. Those ideas were eventually mostly stamped out and lost. Most of what we know about Epicureanism today comes from fragments and from the writings of its critics. And here, buried in a volcano, was a library full of the actual primary sources, the ideas themselves, untouched in 2,000 years. So what's being unlocked isn't just curiosity. It's actually a major school of ancient philosophy that we thought was gone, coming back because a machine learned to see ink that was invisible to every human method. The words were there, we just didn't have the tools to find them. And that's the point the whole story lands on. The same eruption that seemed to destroy this library is exactly why it survived at all. If those scrolls had been somewhere safe and dry, they would have rotted into nothing ages ago, like virtually every other ancient document. But instead, the volcano flash carbonized them, sealed them, and preserved them the way that nature preserves a fossil, by turning them into rock. The volcano was not, in the end, what killed that library. It's the only reason we get to read it. So let's close this one out. There's a version of this that's purely about technology being cool, and it is, but the thing that stays with me is how many times we said, "that's impossible," about a problem that just needed to be looked at a different way. For 200 years, the scrolls are unreadable, was treated as a law of nature, and it was only true because we kept trying to solve it the same way, by unrolling them. The people who won did it by taking x-rays, a technology that we have today, but just applied in a totally different manner. So much of what gets written off as permanently lost or permanently impossible might just be waiting for us to stop assuming that the current method is the only one. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.